It started in Qadisiyah, Nufleen, Bir Ashur, Fushloum, Bahra, all those areas, went out, went to Qadisiyah. From there they moved, and I could actually hear them. They were like so close. Listen to that.
Yeah, I can hear the gunshots.
Yeah, wait. Yeah. Now this is bullshit. This is heavy weaponry. I'm talking about heavy artillery.
I'm going to be sending this clip to journalists, so don't use your name or don't identify anyone.
I'm not, okay.
Just tell me what's happening, what you see. Tell me just about the tension.
What I hear is a lot of people screaming. I can hear some, they're all anti-regime supporters. All of them are protesters, and all I hear is gunshots, heavy artillery, sounds like machine guns. And it just escalated right now. It was somewhat peaceful. You can hear like
what happened after
gunfire.
The speech?
You can hear sporadic gunfire here and there, but now it's constant.
Yeah,
and it's not stopping at all.
Yeah, what triggered it? Was this after the speech?
This is right after the speech, and then like also on Libyan TV it says, "Khabaraj after breaking news." Tens of thousands of pro-Gaddafi supporters are trickling down into the city, Green Square, in order to, after Saif al-Islam's speech, meaning that they're supporting what he said.
Was that true?
So, like, they're waging war against the pro-democracy supporters.
But are those numbers inflated?
Yeah, there are some, it's just scare tactics. He was intimidating. Did you listen to the speech?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, they were just intimidating people.
Can you hear their voices?
This is non-stop. And there's also reports that they're going into hospitals, and what they said is that they went to Musaf and they killed four doctors there. Some guy called Zawi, I forgot what his name was. Like in Shemsheli, Travis, Min Travis, Shemsheli Musaf.
Yeah, Mad, I'm going to be posting this anyway. It looks like they're like shooting people. Do you hear voices of people? Are there people still chanting?
Yes, they're all chanting, yes. I can't make out what they're saying, but all I know for sure is that it's escalated. The gunfire, the gunshots have not stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look, there's something in the air.
Do you see aircraft?
No aircraft, but heavy artillery. It's very, very loud.
La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. معمر يا كلب هات موت
These are his supporters. They're the ones who it's going to be their last stand, because that's exactly what Saif al-Islam called for. He said, "We will not lose. We will stand against these people." And apparently he's trying to paint this image where all the anti-government supporters are just thugs and shit like that.
But I want to understand. What's happening is, what I can imagine is that the Green Square is filled with people, anti-Gaddafi...
It's not called Green Square. It's called Maidan Shuhada. Or Maidan Jazair. They changed the name to Green Square.
I know, okay. It doesn't matter. It's semantics. We're going to be calling it Saha al-Hurra, Mish Muhim. But that's not the point. The point is it like there's a large group of anti-Gaddafi protesters and they're being slaughtered?
No, I'll tell you what happened. When the people went to the Green Square, they ran off. The supporter, the regime supporters all ran off.
Uh-huh.
The Gaddafi supporters ran off. And so who was there? They're the ones who controlled it. They were even sending photos of them in Green Square celebrating.
We didn't get those pictures.
You didn't get them, but they're all over the internet.
Okay.
And then, after the speech, they raided them. It looks like the Gaddafi supporters went to Azizia and hid there for a while. After the speech, they went out. It was like some kind of, I don't know, it was like...
Last stand.
It's like a code. It's like that was their call to battle.
I see.
So, yeah.
Yeah, let me just stop the recording now, okay?
Okay.